Hey folks, this is David Chore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Thanks for joining the show today on this, the 31st of July, actually, 31st of August, 2024. I do apologize, get my days mixed up. You know, I'm noticing a few things. Like the Gadsden flag. If you don't know what that is, it's the one with the snake that says, "Don't tread on me." Just found out a child had that on there. And if you don't know about that, the 13 colonies at the time were protesting against the intrusion of the British that they decide they're going to, since we're being so successful in this country, they're going to want to have the country for themselves. Little by little. And they were being taxed and everything. And I believe soon after that, the Boston Tea Party. Now, if you don't know anything about the Boston Tea Party, or if you've forgotten, what it was is that there was a tax. They continued to put a tax upon a tax upon a tax on the things like tea. So, and these Einsteins, they thought, okay, we're going to toss the tea into the harbor. Now, what has happened? The tea was shipped from England over to this new country called the United States. And they, it already made it there. They were still going to pay for the tea. I mean, it already arrived here. The best thing they could have done was just say, hey, just take it back, send it back. We don't want it. And so if they said, well, we can't do that, it's like, well, yes, you can. But back then, they thought that was a good idea. And for the times, it was a good idea. We have people that are arguing over everything. And I mean everything, you name it. The most recent is in Nevada. You've probably seen the Burning Man. There's this thing called Burning Man that people go to. And you got climate protesters who block the road, a lot like the Just Stop Oil. Well, you also seen that the tribal sheriff there, they took matters into their own hands. Now, whether you approve of that or don't, you have to see that that is, that's just the way they do things on tribal land. They're not going to put up with it. There's no defund the police. Oh, and one thing is to defund the police, like in areas like Chicago and New York. If you've been watching, and look at California. That's a good example. And this is what they show the kids. There's always consequences for every action, even if you don't take any action. I hear, like San Diego, I believe San Francisco also, Seattle, Washington, are just three areas that I can think of where businesses have closed because of the shoplifting, and they can't continue. Now, you may be cheering, yay, 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 but think of it this way. Let's take San Diego. There's no businesses downtown. I don't know if gas stations are still open. But think about this for one brief moment. If a supermarket that has been there for decades all of a sudden closed its doors, and you're in San Diego, where are you going to go to get your food? How far do you have to travel just to buy food? Now, I'm just talking food. One moment. Sorry about that, folks. Had to take care of something. Well, if you know the price of food and everything continues to go up, but surprise, surprise, your wages aren't going up. Employers will always say, it's not within our budget. Well, look at my situation. They kept on wanting to have, the CEO of Yellow Corporation kept on saying, oh, could you just take a little bit more concessions? Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. And once we get out of there, we'll give all of it back. The translation, I need more money so my kids can go to Barbados or Cancun for vacation. We can't go to Daytona Beach. Oh, that's just so beneath us. You know, it's just weird how these things happen. And the average person, like you and I, we get fucked up the ass. I just got something in the mail the other day. And I'm going to read it to you. And it's from the bankruptcy court. And it says, information to identify the case. Yellow Corporation, ETAL, United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. In other words, Washington, D.C. And then they got the case number. And then they got the official form. Notice of 11 bankruptcy case. The debtor. Debtor's full name, Yellow Corporation. All of the names used in the last 8 years. YRC Worldwide. And then the jointly administered cases. And all of them, they mention all of the names, including, yes, Holland. But they call it USF Holland. We also have others, but they're trying to declare bankruptcy so they don't have to pay their debts. That's what these scumbags do. And then, if you got kids, they don't care. They don't care who you are. They don't care that you're going to suffer. They don't care if you're going to be out of work for a long period of time. You might even lose your place to stay. You might lose your car if you're making payments like me. And how do you explain this to your kids? How do you explain how mommy and daddy cannot afford to go someplace like McDonald's and get them a Happy Meal or even a cheeseburger? How are you going to explain when you go to the store or you have to travel miles just to find a grocery store where you can buy food? And then you got to check the prices, see how much a gallon of milk is going to run, how much eggs are going to run, how much cheese is going to run, how much bread is going to run. And maybe if you have it in your budget, get some meats. And of course, the kids, when you go in the checkout aisle, what is there? You have the candy bars. You got the chewing gum. You've got all this stuff there. And the kids are grabbing it and says, Mommy, Mommy, Daddy, Daddy, can I have this? And it breaks your heart to tell them, no. I'm sorry, we can't afford it. You may even snap at them. And it's not your kid's fault, and you know it. New York, Chicago, the people there, and thank you for people who are listening in those areas, and the California cities like San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Washington, just to name a few. And I'm also talking to people over in the UK, in France, in Germany. You're having things, you're having people come into your neighborhoods that your administrations, your local governments are saying, we can take care of them, we can take care of them. Then when they get there, all of a sudden, you got people, okay, I'll take Chicago. There are people, the homeless, were housed in hotels. And you know, you that are in Chicago, you know which ones I'm talking about. And you've been complaining, and thank you, you've been complaining, you've been fighting, continue to fight. Because your government, including your Chicago mayor, has his head so far up his ass, it's not even funny. He doesn't care. The mayor of New York is complaining to the governor of New York, and the governor of New York is pretty much saying, fuck you, not in my backyard. You know, there's places upstate that they could actually do that. There's places in good parts of Chicago. Oh, can't have them there. You notice that they're displacing people in hotels and stuff. And they say, well, it's a migrant crisis. And you notice that, and maybe some of the migrants are, or the illegals, or whatever new title they want to give them, they want to give these people. But they were promised everything. They were promised jobs. They were promised housing, promised health care. They promised education for their kids. They were promised promised everything. And of course, you citizens that live in those areas, you don't know anything about this. And you're worried about your kids? You're worried, hey, wait a minute, why are they putting them in my backyard? How come they don't, put them in other areas? We've got people on the streets. You know, in New York, you've seen that. You people in New York City, Manhattan, Staten Island. If anybody's listening to Staten Island, I salute you. You have enough problems. You were not told that these people were coming. Now, there are people who say, well, look at what DeSantis and Abbott did. They sent them here. But my question is it just Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott? Or is it also the federal government? And you notice how the feds, just like in Maui, $700 for the whole entire house. That's what they did. They gave a whole household $700. Are they going to do the same for the homeless there in these cities? What about the housing? Hey, Pete Buttigieg, you remember when you were mayor? And this goes to anyone who has communication with Pete Buttigieg. When he was mayor of South Bend, they were learning modules. You've seen the trailers. And I believe it was Adams High School that was going through renovations. And those modules were out there. If you know Mishawaka Avenue, you saw the modules. They were parked out there. Then as soon as they got done, Pete Buttigieg, as mayor, he said that those modules were supposed to go for the homeless. And guess what happened? Every place in South Bend kept on saying, not in my backyard. Not in my neighborhood. And now, you have the same thing happening. And it's not slowing down. They say 3,000 a week, something like that, are coming to New York and Chicago. And they sold them a bill of goods. And we don't know. I mean, the government doesn't know where to put the people. Kind of notice how that works. And so who's to protect you? Remember, in the sanctuary cities, such as Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, New York City, the sanctuary cities, all of them said the same thing, defund the police. and the police are told to stand down. If people are shoplifting, they are not to do anything. And now California is becoming a ghost town, a ghost state, because people are moving out of there. So folks, this problem, it's made by the government. Your kids probably are asking, you know, you may be in like Chicago or New York or even California, and you got to walk past these areas. What do you tell your kids? Now, I want to take something away. Donald Trump is not in charge, okay? He's got his own problems. These issues started after Joe Biden got elected president. Take a good look. I mean, they said in 18 months, over 18 months, I should say now, they've had an issue like in Chicago and New York, where more migrants come. But I want you to notice something. Maybe they'll interview a couple women with children. The majority of the asylum seekers are male. Or at least the media shows it like that. Has anyone ever interviewed any of these men? You know, these guys may have come ahead of their family. You know, said, hey, honey, look, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go someplace like Chicago or New York. I'm going to get a job and I'll send you money. And then when the time comes, you come. I'll send for you. But I don't know. This is the bad part. You don't know who is who. And for citizens of Chicago and New York, I can completely, and especially Staten Island, I completely understand. You don't know where these people come from. You don't know their background. You don't know if they're just a person trying to get a better life for their family, or if someone is a terrorist, or if somebody is a gangbanger. You really don't know. You want to know. And the government's there failed you. Until you take matters in your own hands. And you got like spokesperson for the mayor's office saying, look, we have to help these people. They're here. We have to house them. And it's like saying, fuck you to the homeless. Fuck you to the homeless veterans. Fuck you to the people here. And it, you know, who's to say that they're not working on something whereby the passing executive order, whereby if you've got a spare bedroom or something, or if you got a garage, that you're going to be forced to house people that you don't know. And here's the whole thing. Why I started this podcast. Where's Child Protection Services? Why aren't they out there yelling about this? You kind of notice they're putting people who say they're asylum seekers across from a school. You don't know their background. You don't know anything about them. Why is it that if you speak out, lately, if you speak out, you're the bad guy? You parents, you're the bad one. You notice that if you speak up at a school board meeting, all of a sudden you're considered domestic terrorists because you want the best education for your child. You don't want them to be learning something that is going to be contrary to your beliefs. It is just amazing how it went from teaching kids about sex from kindergarten to third grade. It went from that to having drag shows, twerking in front of kids. You got pride parades where, and I did see it, whereby men, grown men, walking butt naked in front of children. And then transgender, we got that going on. We got the climate activists who are like Just Stop Oil and these others who are blocking roads and now come to the United States. We've got people protesting that have every right to. Got one, and I am a firm believer in the First Amendment. You can, you know, just read your Bible or your Quran or your Torah. You should be able to do that without fear of retaliation. Yet police are doing just that. Or at least the people who are reading the Bible. Just reading. That's covered under the First Amendment. You have officers who, they will arrest someone. I just saw one, and I think it's an older one, but it's a man who, he uses a wheelchair. His car is probably specially equipped for him to drive. And people are being arrested for stupid stuff. And they're going, and you know what these officers are going to say? Exigent circumstances. And for those of you that may not remember, exigent circumstances, there's only three things that qualifies under exigent circumstances. One, if the person's trying to get away. Two, is the person's trying to destroy evidence. Or three, if the officer or others around are in danger. Remember those three. And there are people that will bring this up, and the police officers on these videos will still do it. Now, I don't know if this stuff is staged or if it's actually happening, because there are people on YouTube that will stage these to make it look real. But folks, it is just, what do you teach your kids? If you teach your kids how to respect the Constitution, how to respect the flag, how to be able to speak up for themselves, they're considered domestic terrorists. If they just comply, they're patriots. But folks, we can fight for our freedoms. We can do peaceful protests. But for you that are getting the idea that blocking traffic is a good idea to get your point across, there's a few things I'd like to point out. Number one, if you're going for the climate change and all, and you're blocking traffic, if it's hot out, people are going to run their vehicles. Emissions are coming out. Not all vehicles are electric. Oh, and that's one thing. If they're electric and the traffic is stopped, you know the battery is still running, which means you might run out of juice before that these Einsteins decide to get out of your way. Also, in Great Britain, you know, they may not run you over. In the United States, if you're going to go on a major interstate, chances are you're going to have accidents, or you're going to have people being run down. Now, I've seen some people who are running across the highway. I've even heard that people doing that, even if they're on the side of the road, they get hit. Even though there are laws like in Illinois, if somebody's got their four-way flashers going, you have to move over to the left if they're over on the right-hand side. What I'm going to say is my parents always taught me, David, if you stand in the middle of the road, you're going to get run over or you're going to get hit. Common sense. And you parents probably taught your kids the same thing. It says, get out of the street before someone hits you. Or you're going to get run over. Common sense. You see, how come, and you know, if you can answer this question, how come these climate activists don't protest like oil refineries? Protest right in front of there. Or go to countries like China and protest like that. You know, block their traffic. And I think you know the answer to that. And for people in China, you already know if they do that, they're going to get arrested. I know this has been a rant, but we've got to stop arguing with each other. We got to stop this. Oh, well, you mispronounce me or this or that. People have the right to speak up. People have the right to say what they want. There's a saying, just because your feelings are hurt does not make you right. So folks, for starters, let's stop arguing over the piddly little stuff. Little things like, my pronouns are this and this. It's like, if you're female and you say your pronouns are him, her, and all that, he, him, or whatever, and someone says, like this, you may have seen it. There is a guy dressed as a woman, and the guy said, says, sorry, sir. Says, sir, I'm a ma'am. I'm a ma'am. I'm a woman. And it's like, if you are that bent out of shape, and this is just my opinion, but if you're that bent out of shape of someone saying that you're a man, that they notice that you are a man, then let the person have that, okay? Let the person just state it. You're not going to change the world by being violent. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King and look at Gandhi. They chose the nonviolent approach. At least, no. Let me just say this. This is only what I saw and read, that like Gandhi, he did a sit-down protest. Starvation. He won. I'm not saying to starve yourself, but you notice how everything is happening now. It's 2023. It is August 31st, 2023. A little over a year, we're going to have the general presidential election. And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say this, not tell you. I'm going to say this. Which party is yelling the loudest? Which party is going after the other party? Which party is trying to get rid of the other party's candidate so they have an easier time to win? Really pay attention. When you notice that one side is being more vocal than the other, then ask yourself, okay, why? Check out why they're doing that. And yes, I'm going to get a little political here. The prosecutors against Donald Trump, just one of the indictments in Washington, D.C., should have settled this whole thing. It was on, you know, January 6th, election interference. You could take the other three indictments, put them all under that one indictment. You can transfer the state election interference, and you can put that to the federal. That would take care of everything. Ask the question. You know, as these politicians ask, you know, the prosecutors, why not just combine all of them? Get it all in one swoop. And for that matter, look at even Hawaii. You mean to tell me that law enforcement forced people to stay in the area that's on fire, that they wouldn't let them leave? They said, well, they may have gone into the flames. Has anyone asked the question, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that there were fires where you just came from? Fires in the direction away from the flames? That people had to jump into the ocean just to avoid the flames? And that there were maybe even more people, thousands of people, unaccounted for. How long ago was that fire? And it's still not accounted for? I'll let you think about that. That's including the 2,400 children still left unaccounted for. Kind of interesting, wouldn't you say? Where are the 2,400 children? Where are the parents of these children? This is what I'm getting at. If you think that, and I've said this several times, if you think that the government is your friend, you're mistaken. You are mistaken. When the government will only give citizens of the island of Maui and I believe it's pronounced Lahaina, only $700 for the whole household. But the people of Ukraine, I'm going to say this right now, I don't know if you're receiving any of that money, but I understand it's like $200 million have been given in this. And the funding for Maui is attached to more money for the Ukraine for recovery efforts. But if you can catch any of the videos on Maui, and specifically where the fires were and where they ended, look at the houses that were not touched. My ex-wife, she said that, just like, you know, maybe it's like a tornado, maybe it skips certain areas and hits others. And so I mentioned that, and someone said, no, fires don't do that. Some have said it's a direct energy weapon, a DEW. I keep hearing about this, but I really don't I really haven't seen anything on it. I don't know what the weapon looks like, if it actually exists. But if it does, could that happen here? Well, some online are saying yes. Some online are saying it's already happening, like Canada, in Washington State, in Oregon. Some parts of the upper UP of Michigan. New York. Now we have wildfires in Louisiana. We have flooding in California and Florida and the Carolinas. Is this the final 7 years? Are we coming up on it? Folks, for those of you that are protesting in those cities and around the world, continue the fight. I commend you. In the United States past, people who stood up for what they believe in, put all of it on the line, they remembered. And you know who's not remembered? Those that sit on the sidelines. Now, before I leave this, there was a position, but I decided not to take it. It was an owner-operator position, lease purchase. I just didn't feel comfortable. Everything told me not to do it. And if you got feelings like that, folks, trust your feelings. If you've got a scared feeling inside, then don't do it. I know people say, well, just get over your fears. But if it's that strong, I'm trying to tell you something. So I'm going to be starting a new position next week. It's real good pay. And my serious hope is I can actually get my house. Even if it's like 1% down, which I'm now hearing, I'll see what happens. But I will say this. At least I'm able to get back to work. And I'm hoping all Americans are able to work. And to the migrants or immigrants or illegal aliens, whatever title is now given to them. Look, I know you probably have families, but there are people in our backyard that need our help first. Because how are we going to help others if we can't help our own? So folks, let's continue fighting for what is right. To the people of Maui and Lahaina, Hawaii, please, I'm not trying to butcher your name. I really am not. But don't just settle for $700. Tell them you need your house, you need the land back. And you know something, folks? I didn't know this. Hawaii was never really ratified as, I believe it was the 50th state, 49th or 50th state. So the people of Hawaii could actually tell Joe Biden, go fuck yourself. Tell people like Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates, get the fuck out. They'd say, well, that's our land. It says, oh no, it's not. You didn't come to us. You came to the government, which is part of the United States, which we are not part of. This is our land. You just lost all that. If there's legal precedence, and if you still have whatever government was set up before the United States came in. And if it wasn't voted on, think about that for a minute. Take your island back. It's yours, not the government's. Don't let them take a land grab. For the wealthy whose homes have been spared, here's an idea. Those that have been displaced, why don't you just move into those houses? Just move right on in. Because, hey, you need housing. And just go right on in. Says, what are you doing? Says, this is on our land. This is ours. Until we get our property. And, you know, they can't throw all you in jail. So just move right on in. That's just my suggestion. After all, if you have areas that are sacred ground that they build something on, take it right back. I mean, after all, you were there long before the mainlanders were there. And for those in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and Seattle, you see businesses leaving. Ask your governor what he's going to do about bringing businesses back, or for that matter, lowering prices on food and stuff. And watch how you're hearing nothing but crickets. Because he's not going to say anything. Kind of wonder why are they trying to, you know, get all businesses out of there. And electric vehicles that you can't even power. Because experts on the power grid say it can't be sustained. Now they want electric semi-trucks? You want the power grid to collapse over there? Try to charge all those vehicles all at the same time. You know what will happen. And what a learning experience for your kids. Sometimes, as they say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And may 2024 be better than 2023. And may everyone be back to work.